Football fans, are you ready? Are you ready for some football? You're listening to Stan and the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network. Prepare to be amazed by Stan and the Coach.
Hey, Stan and the Coach, kickoff season, the show.
I'm ready to go.
Ready to go, season two. We're right here on the patio of our old studio right here on the 19th green.
Season two.
Season two, folks, season two. Man, it has been a wild summer, Coach. What do you think?
It has. I've enjoyed going to some 7-on-7s and seeing some workouts and talking to some old coaching buddies. And
making new friends.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I think I might have made a couple of enemies, but that's all right.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're kicking off the 2019 high school football season here in the Wiregrass in southeast Alabama. Mr. Mattress has been so kind to kind of
help us get started.
So if you have a chance, hey, there's Stevie.
Hey, Stevie.
Stevie just walked in. Come around over here, Stevie. Stevie, if you would, hand me this t-shirt. Thanks, Stevie.
No problem.
There we go. Hey, Stevie's the only one out here with us. Jonathan had to run back down to Mobile to UMS Wright. But thanks, Stevie, for your help.
No problem.
And
we couldn't do it without Stevie
and Jonathan. You know, those guys have been on some...
They've been on the road.
Some misadventures.
Some misadventures.
You know, they went to Sports Week, tried to go out and visit with some coaches this summer, and kind of gotten a little...
Jonathan, like, got beat up by an ostrich.
He did. He was over in Ashford.
Yeah, like, he got beat up by an ostrich.
An ostrich got a hold of him, kind of tore his leg up a little bit, but he's all right.
They got to meet some celebrities.
They did.
Mr. T.
Mr. T.
He wasn't tossing any midgets.
He was no midget tossing. He did try to get chipmunks.
Yeah, but, well.
Chipmunks quick. But, you know, those guys have been a big part of what we're trying to do here at the Power Prep Sports Network. Well, like I said, Mr. Mattress helping getting this thing started with our kickoff show. Jeffrey Douglas got places all over the Wiregrass.
He's got them in Andalusia,
Troy, Enterprise, even down in Florida in Crestview.
Yeah, I saw one down. We went down there to go eat and went by there. I said, hey, there, Mr. Mattress.
Mr. Mattress got superstores everywhere. Stop by and see them. Great folks. If you're looking for new bedding, pillows, probably just about anything go with sleeping, and that's one thing everybody does is sleep.
I sleep a lot more now than I used to.
And you used to. Well, hey, you know, it's been a big week. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hey, we're back. Stan the Coach. Thank you to Jeffrey Douglas down at Mr. Mattress for helping put this show on tonight. We're here at the 19th hole. You might can hear the frogs chirping in the back. But, hey, Coach, you know, we talked about a lot of things happening this summer.
7-on-7.
Workout. We had the coaches' media day over at Robert Trent
Jones.
You got
to see some new friends.
New friends.
Old friends, too.
And just a big time for us, the adventures of Stevie and Jonathan, some misadventures and adventures there, going to Coaches Week and battling ostriches. And
he got eat up by an ostrich.
And
met some celebrities.
Met some Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Gave him a ride.
He didn't throw a midget, did he?
He threw chipmunks. But, they fed feral cats over in Hartford, and, you know, went swimming with an alligator down in Lake Jackson at Florell.
And went to the Bigfoot convention.
They did go to
that was big.
That was big. They won 2 tickets.
Yeah.
Because I believe it was Chipmunk helped them win those tickets because he can holler like Bigfoot. And there was a Bigfoot hollering competition somewhere.
Like a pig calling. They used to have
like,
they used to have the pig calling at the Rattlesnake Rodeo.
Yeah,
they still do that.
I know they have the grease pole climb. But dancing, all that kind of stuff. Let's get out of there.
Yeah.
But you know, those guys had a big, you know, big summer. Going into this week, you know, fall practice starts, football and volleyball, and you know, we had a scare over at Dale County. Just real recap, a kid went down, the coaches took their emergency plan, put it to action, executed it flawlessly, and saved a life this week. So we commend those coaches over in Dale County, the administration, the nursing staff that trains those guys and sets those things up, and for that administration to have a plan in place and to have the things that they
needed to do it.
All I can say is, you know, thank you, you know, for saving a young man's life.
And, you know, the coaches, it wasn't like they had been out there for 4 hours at practice.
I think they'd been out there about 10 or 15 minutes. And, you know, something like that can happen at any time. And Coach Moore, if you're listening and watching, hey.
God bless you.
God bless you and your staff. Our pigskin panel, Coach. There's already a bunch of smack talk.
David Godwin told me that he knows more about this than anybody else, so everybody else might as well just hang it up.
Well, you know, we got an eclectic group.
Isn't that up there around Wetumpka?
It is around Wetumpka, but this means a wide varieties and backgrounds.
We do.
And all of them feel like they are the best at this. So we got some egos. We're going to see if they're going to go with their home school every week, if they're on one of those games of the week, or are they going to go with
Some of them that better not go with their own.
There's some of them that better not go with their own schools.
They don't mean to be ugly.
Might get their feelings hurt, but, you know, we got one female on there, and I think she's going to give those guys a run for their money. And
do you think any of them's going to be able to outpick us and Stevie?
They'll probably be able to outpick me, but Stevie, I would not want to pick against Stevie because he has been out about this summer and seen more than we have.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to pick, Coach and I are going to pick, Stevie's going to pick. We also have a guest celebrity picker down from Biloxi, Mississippi, Memphis Dixon.
I know Memphis.
Well, I've been to Memphis.
I know Memphis.
I spoke with him on the phone, so he's an eclectic fellow himself.
He's a character.
And he's going to give us insights on what he sees as a spread on the game, which our panel is just picking straight up winners. So add a little flavor.
Yeah, Memphis is going to just give us like a point spread, like a Vegas point spread.
Yeah, it's going to give us a point spread each week. And we're going to make this where you, the fans, if you're not on the panel, we're going to select one fan after week zero, because we start out at week zero.
Yeah.
One fan each week. We're going to invite you to be on the panel for that week and pick against the Pigskin panel experts and ourselves. So be looking for that. We're going to go back to our tub and draw our names from that.
I'm going to tell you, I have got us a new tub.
Well, it's got to be better than that old rotten Tupperware.
I got us a new tub.
Well, you know, be looking forward to that. Coach, let's Stevie hand Coach that shirt right there. There we go.
Let's show them.
This is the OG, the original Power Prep Sports Network. Stan the Coach.
Can't get this in a store.
Can't get this at Walmart.
Nah.
Can't get it at, you might can get it at Dirt Cheap, but.
You can get it at Joker Graphics.
You can get it at Joker Graphics. Turn that around right there. Joker Graphics got Todd and Pam.
That's some good folks.
And also the caps right here.
With the blue map.
With the blue map. That's where everybody's shooting for this fall.
Everybody wants a blue map.
And they do awesome work. We encourage you, if you got something coming up at your school or function, check them out. They're located in Op, Alabama, home of the Rattlesnake Rodeo.
Yeah, you
and
know,
the Op Bobcat.
I always wondered why Op wasn't the rat.
But probably because they got that yellow in their uniform.
Well, Rattlesnake's got yellow on.
Well, that's true. Not that high yellow.
No, well, it's got yellow.
It's got yellow.
Got yellow and black.
Yellow and black. That they might. Nah, they ain't changing that code.
I always wondered why they wasn't a Rattlesnake.
Gonna be the Bobcats. But hey, the top 45, the most talked about and most controversial.
I got it right here.
We're going to talk. We're going to dive in. We're going to start at the bottom and work our way to the top. And
kind of explain it.
Kind of explain it, folks. Maybe put the dog to bed.
No, I think he's going to stir up the hornet's nest.
Are we going to give him fleas?
I think we're going to stir up the hornet's
nest. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Hey, we're back. Stan with Stan the Coach, Power Prep Sports Network, the top 45, Coach.
Top 45.
You know, when we put this out, we looked at a lot of things, okay? We started with the 45 teams that we're covering. We looked, did the bottom first. Then we did the top. And then we got all that cream filling there in the middle. So,
hey, if you want to move up, win.
That's all you got to do is win.
If you want to move down, lose.
Lose. So, you know, this is a preseason thing. You know, a lot of you going, yeah, you put us there, and we're going to show you. Well, all we say is do it. And we'll say, hey, we were wrong. I will. I don't know if Coach will.
I don't know if I.
But
I might say congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'll say if I'm wrong.
Well, I did wrong pick, but oh well. I know the bottom one. We got McKenzie.
We do, but now I'm gonna tell you something. McKenzie's got a new coach.
Got a new coach.
Came from Bobby Fleming.
Bobby Fleming.
He did some work with Coach Dubose over there, learning from Coach Dubose's defense. The problem with McKenzie is, I don't think it's going to be the defense. They got two pretty good defensive coaches over there. But the problem's going to be, I don't believe they're going to be able to score no points.
Well, that's going to be hard to win if you don't score points.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. But, you know, with Matt Coughlin, who defensive coordinator at Greenville, went to I think the third round while he was at Greenville.
Very seasoned, experienced coach.
He does a great job with the defense, and Bobby coming over there with some new ideas on offense. Coach Norris are on defense, Bobby is, and then Coach Norris doing the offense.
Well, you know, they ought to be well hydrated.
Well, you know, Miles being, you know, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have won that state championship because he's the one that gave Bear the order right before the extra point.
So they ought to be well hydrated with that. What was it you said? They got a glacier
from the
Philippines?
They got some glacier water from the Philippines.
I still don't see where they get a glacier out of the Philippines.
It's way up high.
Okay. Well, I know right under McKenzie, we got Pleasant Home, G.W. Long, and Zion Chapel.
Yeah, well,
and Barber County. We're going to go ahead and we got all five of them.
Pleasant Home is there because we think they can beat McKenzie. That may be the only game they win.
But they have a juggernaut midseason. Whoever scheduled Satsuma, well, they're a 5A school now.
Yes.
A 5A Satsuma and 1A Pleasant Home.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But,
hey,
it's on the schedule.
It is what it is. Then we got G.W. Long.
G.W. Long, they've been down for a couple years, but, you know.
Zion Chapel, we talked to the coach at Zion Chapel.
You know, Zion Chapel went 5-5 last year. And you know, like, wow, y'all got them real low. Well, you need to go back and see the five teams that they beat. So, I'll say right there around where they at.
Yeah.
So, and then here has been the
head scratching. Yeah.
The head
Barber County.
Barber County, who has the longest losing streak at 50 games in the state of Alabama.
But I think they're going to win.
I think they got a chance to break that streak.
I do too.
They got week two, Central Hainesville.
And if they can't beat Central Hainesville,
they ain't beating nobody.
They ain't beating nobody.
The streak will live on.
Then we got Monroe County.
Coach Locke over there, you talk about a hornet's nest.
Well, you know, I had an old coach tell me one time, it's that chicken salad theory.
Yeah, it's hard to make it when you ain't got it.
Yeah, so.
Kinston, got Rudy Free over there. I think
he's just in a rough area.
He's in a rough spot in 1A.
It's going to be tough.
Rehoboth is a 5A school. Playing a 5A schedule with 2A talent. That's a nice way to put it.
It ain't happening.
It ain't happening.
All right.
Houston County, now we saw them. The only problem Houston County's going to have is numbers.
Yeah. And, you know, some of those smaller schools, that's an issue. But
they're one of those teams I see coach on that list.
Yeah, they move up.
They have a chance to really move up.
And here's another one on the list I think they move up. Strong.
Coach Williams, man, I love Coach Williams.
At 36. I think they may can move up.
Cottonwood, then at 35. They don't have a lot out this year, but I think they're strong up front.
I think what's going to hurt them is your skill position.
Skill positions. That may carry them for a little while, but they're another one of them teams. You know, right here in the middle, we got all the frosting.
Yeah.
So a lot of these are tit for tat. Then we got Sampson. Coach Wombles over at Sampson.
I don't see them moving up.
You know,
at the best 5-5, probably 4-6, another 4-6 season. They're going to have to stay healthy to do better. And they're going to have to make some stops on defense. They're not going to have any problem scoring. They got probably one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in the Southeast part.
I'm going to tell you, it takes a pretty good bit to impress me, but he impressed me.
Hayden McCoy, senior quarterback over at Sampson. And then we got the Bobcats, which is a big question mark because, you know, we talked to Coach Hill earlier in the spring. They had 17 or 24, maybe jumped up there to 24 injuries, season-ending injuries. So it's going to be basically like starting with a brand new team this year.
It is, and you know, Coach Dubose is over there.
Coach Dubose, and
so I can see moving up.
They can move
from
up.
This spot. I really can.
W.S. Neal is East Bruton.
That's all you got to say.
East Bruton.
It's W.S. Neal.
You don't know what you're going to get. You might get World Beaters, or you might get W.S. Neal.
Well, No, I don't want to cause that much controversy.
Well, Florella is next. At number 31. Well, I think their numbers are off, Coach.
It is. Florella's at 31. But now I'm going to tell you, Florella, I think, has a chance to have a good year. But when you rank these schools, I don't see a whole lot of schools in front of Florella that Florella could beat.
Yeah. So,
I mean, just like the one that's in front of them, number 29, Dale County.
Dale County.
I think if Dale County and Florella played, Dale County would win.
They should. They're 4A.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a reason they have classification.
You know, in Geneva, right there at 30, Coach Les Sanders over there.
He does a great job.
Great job.
He's got a great staff, but it goes back to that.
He doesn't have numbers and talent.
Yeah. I mean, it's the kids he's got, and I don't want anybody to get upset.
And they're
going
to play hard.
Oh, yeah.
You need to play hard at anything they go out and
I don't want anybody to get upset when they hear us say, you know, the talent level's just not there. Because in high school, a lot of times, you can overcome talent with a big heart and playing hard and a few lucky breaks. But, you know, when you just look at them on the hoof, I think they're lacking in that department just a little bit.
Well, we're going to get it down to 25. At number 28, we got Ashford, Coach Littleton. Man, they got some beef on the line.
I'm going to tell you this. I think I missed that one. I would take Ashford, I'm not so sure they're not in the top 10.
Well, he needs to make believers out of us.
Yeah, he does. But
there's one thing that Ashford did. I just saw them in Wicksburg usually play each other week 10.
Yeah.
And just not a whole lot of talk about it, but they dropped that game. Wicksburg, I don't think, picked up a game. Ashford picked up Carroll of Ozark. Now, I don't know. Wicksburg's got a pretty strong team, and Carroll of the past couple of years have too. So I don't know if that helps them strength of schedule-wise, but, you know, that's don't know the whole story on that one.
Well, Ashford, with his offensive line, I'm saying that I might miss that one. Might help. I doubt it, but I might help.
Well, who we got at 27? Red Level.
27, we got Red Level.
We may have missed that one too, Coach. You know.
Yeah, I might throw them back down in the hole a little bit.
They still up and coming, but they did show a lot of spark.
They did.
Last season, and they got a lot of... We hear you, Stevie.
We got
you, Stevie.
After Red Level...
Stevie's excited about this pick.
Yes, he is. After Red Level, we got Slocum.
Slocum, got the Red Tops, Coach Tisdale.
Coach Tisdale and his staff do a great job. I think they may be a year, maybe two away.
Well, he's got two young kids that look real good with Rashawn Miller and I believe it's Jalen Nobles.
Yes.
Those don't look like a 9th and 10th grade.
No.
Those are some grown men.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're a couple of years away.
Then the next one, Coach, we got an interesting right there in Georgiana.
I think Georgiana's about right there, 24. I mean,
if we're going off last year, now, and reports right now say they only have about 14, 16 varsity kids up.
Yeah, but once school gets rolling and
they might pick up a few.
They'll pick up a few, and the ones they pick up would be able to play just about anywhere else they went to.
So you're saying they could help Barber County over the hump?
Easy. So, but at 23, we got Ayrton. I think that's right where they need to be. At 22, we got
Vicksburg.
I think that's right where they need to be. At 21, we got Abbeville.
Strong playoff team.
Yeah, they are, but I don't see them being able to beat the teams that we've got picked in front of.
Right.
And at number 19, we got New Brockton, who, some of the folks in New Brockton was upset about that number 19 spot. But like we said, this is can you beat the teams that are in front of you? And the answer to that is, I don't think so.
Well, Coach Holmes is new coach, new staff over there, and a lot of excitement happening in New Brockton. So, as we said earlier, all you got to do to move up is do what, Coach?
You got to win.
You got to win.
Just win, baby.
All right. Bye.
You're listening to Stan and the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.
Hey, we're back. Stevie ran off. We have everybody working the camera. Stan the Coach, preseason top 45 kickoff show brought to you by Mr. Mattress, Jeffrey Douglas and Mr. Mattress. For the break, we got down to 18.
Yeah, we do. You think we'd make some folks mad?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, all you got to do is win. This is a preseason. You're not getting any trophies, awards, or anything. This is for talk, and that's about it. But, hey, we got right there my dark horse team.
Number 18.
The Delaware Warhawks. We got a chance to sit down with Coach Lett, and
he's a good guy.
He's a good fella. I think those kids responded.
I think I'm gonna tell you something. Since Perry Swindle and Mark Edge left there back in the 90s, they've I'm gonna be honest, I don't think they've made the best decision sometimes as far as coaches. But I think they got a winner here.
They do. Who's after Delville?
After Delville, at 17, we got Charles Henderson.
Charles Henderson, Chuck High. It's tough to win at Chuck High. Yeah, but they play a tough schedule.
They got a really good coach over there. But you take Nick Saban and throw him over at Bullitt County, and it's gonna be tough.
It's gonna be tough. Or Barber County.
Yeah, Barber County. Or Bullitt.
Hey, then we got Ozark, Carroll of Ozark. Had a real strong teams the past couple of years. Let's see if they can continue that trend.
I don't think they're going to be able to keep rolling. I think they're right where they need to be in the middle of the pack. Next, we got Houston Academy, Coach Riggs.
Coach Riggs, he will win games just by out-coaching people.
Houston Academy will, I'm going to say this. If they will give him some time, and when I say some time, I mean another 3 years, then they're going to have a shot at getting one of our blue maps.
They will, and they will be coached up and tough to beat.
Oh, yes. Then we got number 14, Brantley.
Brantley, we saw them in person this summer.
We did, and I'm going to be honest.
Maybe good at the 1A level.
I know they're 1A, and everybody's saying, well, why you got a 1A at 14? If you could have saw them in that OCA,
OTA,
whatever it was, you'd know why they hit some of these folks.
Yeah.
Them cats can play.
They can play. They compete with Andalusia that day. Then after then, we got another Bulldog down there, Pike County.
Pike County.
It's tough to play in Pike County.
Well, look, the thing about it is, you are not going to go over there to Pike County and walk in that stadium and just beat them.
No.
You're not going to do it. So, You might come out of there with a win, but you ain't gonna beat them.
No, that right there, the teams there, they could play, compete with everybody below them. Right there, they could surely handle everybody above them.
Yeah, absolutely. Next, at number 12, we got Elva,
Coach Harrison over there, 1A. And they're with Brantley and Georgiana.
They're a 3A team playing 1A. Yeah. And when I say that, they've got 3A talent. They got 3A coaches. They are not taking anything away from anybody, but they've got it going over there.
And they got tradition.
Yes. A lot to be said for that. After that, at number 11, we got Highland Home.
Now, a lot of folks are upset. Highland Home was right there. Because they were either too low or too high.
Yeah.
But they went to the semis. They got a lot of talent returning.
They do.
But they lost their coach. He's gone. Now that one of the assistants, I can't think, is taking over.
Well, so you know, it's one thing to get there. It's another thing to stay there.
That's right. So, all I can say is Highland Home, win.
Well. Number 10. Top 10.
This is the top 10. This is where a lot of smack.
Number 10. Headland.
The Rams. Coach Raines. We met Coach Raines over in Dothan.
The only thing I'm going to say is this. Headland is at number 10 because of what they did last year and who they got coming back and
Their region was tough last year. They had a few private schools in there. Ashford, Dale County.
I mean,
you got Catholic out of Montgomery.
That's why they're there, because of the region that they play.
You know, Alabama Christian.
And because of that region, once they hit the playoffs, a lot of times that first round is easier than they had it in the regular season.
It is. Number 10, Headland. Then right under number 10 is
T.R. Miller.
T.R. Miller.
Now, when you talk about getting there and staying there, I mean, what else can you say?
Yeah, they have a new coach again, the fourth one in four years. And all of these guys, and this goes back from when Coach Riggs was there, they all have championship pedigree. They've won championships at different levels, different places, but something has not clicked.
Well, I'm gonna say this, and it's probably gonna make some people mad, but they'll get over it, hopefully. And that is, coming into T.R. Miller, you're talking about coaching a 3A team that you have to coach like it's a 6 or 7A team.
That's right.
Because of what's expected in the community. And Coach Riggs, when he was there, understood that and understood the people there because he was from there. I think it's hard for a coach from outside of Bruton to come in and really understand what's expected of the coaches and the teams at T.R. Miller.
That's probably true, because Coach Riggs laid that foundation. So,
I'm going to tell you, Coach Riggs did an excellent job, and in my humble opinion, he may be the best high school coach in the state right now. I really believe that. But there were some good coaches before him at T.R. Miller.
They were. And hey, in that region that T.R. Miller's in, it's a fight every week.
It is. You better come with an extra clip.
Yeah.
Because you're going to run out of ammo.
Well, who we got under
T.R. Miller? At number 8, we got Providence Christian.
Providence Christian over in Dothan. Went to the semifinals last year. It was then a field goal of going to the state championship, you know, playing right there. I think they have their quarterback and running back returning.
Both the quarterback and the running back and three offensive linemen, I believe.
So, there you go. And then here's one. A lot of folks were upset that they were not ranked higher. in this list.
Lou Verne at number 7.
Lou Verne at number 7. Okay.
I think that's great for Lou Verne.
2A.
Yeah. A 2A school ranked with Providence Christian, Hillcrest of Evergreen. Now I know they're going to say, well, we beat Hillcrest in the spring. But I also know how Hillcrest.
That was Greenville, coach.
Yeah. Beat Greenville in the spring. And the way they, Greenville did the spring game was, he scripted out 20 plays and ran off that script. Didn't matter down, didn't matter distance, ran it. And, you know, I just don't put a whole lot in the spring games.
Well, you know, it is what it is. It's a spring.
Looking at the list, you can understand I don't put a whole lot in.
Yeah.
But after Lou Verne,
we got Hillcrest to Evergreen.
Now,
you know where their preseason ranked by the sports writers, not us, in the state, in 4A? Number 2.
Yes. Right behind
UMS Wright.
And right above.
And Lou.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
All right. So at number 6, we got Hillcrest Evergreen.
Now, top 5. This is our top 5.
Top 5. We got Andalusia. And now we picked Andalusia over Hillcrest of Evergreen.
Well, we did because they beat them in the third round last year.
They beat them in the third round. Also,
they will be playing them here in Andalusia.
And that's a big plus.
That's a big plus.
Especially for a regular season game. But I got a chance to see Andalusia a couple of times this year.
They look good, don't they?
Not to put any pressure on Coach Dent and Coach Taylor, Coach Wilson, and the rest of the coaches. But, yeah, they looked real good.
They didn't like a football team, like a football program.
Yeah, well, that's what I told Coach Taylor. I said, well, y'all have stepped up and made the jump from a football team to a program.
Well, you know, they're at number 5. And then, you know, Greenville,
Number four.
Always highly competitive, deep in the playoffs, in 5A.
If you go to a Greenville game and look at the athletes on the field, you'll probably look out there and see better-looking athletes than you would if you went to Laverne. No, if you went to Huntington. I'm going to even say down to South Alabama. You probably look on that Greenville sideline and go, whoo, on the hoof, they look better.
They look good in uniform.
Yeah.
And they play pretty good, too.
Number three, man, Coach Rigby.
I've
got you followed at 3 because, one, tradition. They're usually always pretty good. Next, they've got some really good athletes. And the number one reason is I'm fat and 50, and I think I could go out there and fight for Coach Rigby.
Man, he's a nonstop motor.
I honestly believe when he walked in over there at Coach's Day, he probably had about 7 Red Bulls and 4 cups of coffee and half a dozen donuts.
That was just a warm up.
And that was to get him from the parking lot.
Yeah. You know, and
he's excited.
And they got a lot of players that's gotten some commitments and some offers to go play at the next level. So,
well, the other thing you follow has that I want to point out, dear administration,
superb,
supports athletics like probably no other in this area.
Just a lot of tradition there at number 3. Then at number 2, some folks mad about this as well. We got Enterprise, the largest school in our area that we cover, 7A school. Right there.
Well, my point is this. Okay, we got Enterprise pick number 2. If Enterprise played
Goshen, I think they're gonna win it.
Elba,
they're gonna win.
Highland Home,
they're gonna win.
So, I mean, we're talking about listing them in order of our area. Now, are they going to beat Eufaula if they played Eufaula? I'd love to be at that game.
I'd love to see it. If they could happen.
I'd love to be at that game.
New coach, Coach Darlington.
you know, he's got his son going to be quarterbacking, and I can, just from speaking with Coach Darlington, but his son's lighter not about to get a quarterback. He can probably play quarterback in middle linebacker.
Absolutely. But, he's done what he's supposed to do. He came in, he didn't do a whole lot of interviews, didn't do a whole lot of talking.
He went to work, and I can't wait to see what the Wildcats going to bring on Friday night.
Speaking of going to work,
this man right here, Coach Grider, that guy, I don't know when he finds time to sleep.
That
man right there has been working,
and he's been working at winning
the kids' trust,
winning the community, the coaches,
the administration. You know, got all of those things.
They
coming together.
Dothan has made a commitment to him too. And they have committed that they're going to do what they need to do for their programs, not only football, but their programs, their athletic programs, to be successful. And I believe they got the right person.
They do. And it's time for some of our bigger schools here down in the Wiregrass and Southeast to be competing with those larger schools from out of the Birmingham and, Huntsville and Mobile area.
And like Hoover.
Like
when they played Hoover in the spring game.
And gave Hoover all they wanted.
And Hoover was glad to get out of there.
Even though it was a spring game. I think that they probably played a little tougher than just a spring game.
Well, I can tell you this. After talking to some of the coaches at Hoover, they came down here with the idea that we were going to come in,
kind of
just go through the motions and have a good time. Dothan came in with the idea that
that's for real.
You're gonna come to our house. You're gonna play.
Well, they played. They did. I think the one thing when they do play those larger schools, in which they do get to still compete in a 6A schedule. So that's a plus.
It is.
But I think across getting 22 out there. They're ones, they can play with anybody in the state. They're going to develop that depth.
And that takes time. That takes some time. But the way they've been working this summer,
they're hungry in Dothan.
People, don't be surprised if you're not watching Dothan play and putting on a heavy jacket.
Right. And I'm going to go out here and say these are my schools that I'm looking forward to playing here in the next couple of weeks. Dothan is one of them. Daleville is one of them. Andalusia is one of them. Hillcrest is one of them. And then over at Slocum, I'm anxious to see what Coach Tisdale does with his young group. And then one more, there's another state in Geneva County, at Geneva County High School with Coach Stripling.
Hi.
Over there.
Coach, I agree with everything you said. I do. There's one other team that I can't wait to see how it goes.
That's not Barber County, is it?
Ashford.
Hey,
when you have six returning players on the offensive line that had significant playing time.
Not tiny little people either.
No, we're talking... I know this sounds crazy, but we're talking D1
looking
size lineman.
Yeah.
6'5", 6'6", 330, 325. I mean, these cats are huge. And they've got experience, size. They've got some real good skilled people to mix in with that. And They're my dark horse.
Well, it's just around the corner, Coach.
I know, it's like Christmas. I can't wait to open the prize.
It's like Christmas. Now, we probably stirred a few more flies around the pot tonight. We probably didn't clear up anything with anybody. But I can sleep with what we picked.
Well, my deal is this. Look at the people below. If you're not happy where you are, two things. Look at the ones in front of you
And can you legitimately go out and say, if we play 10 times, we're going to beat them 10 times? The other thing is this, if you're not happy, win.
Win. Bottom line.
That's it.
Well, Coach, that kind of wraps up or got choked up over there.
Don't get emotional on this, man.
Well, I saw where there was a, out here on the patio, it looked to be like a lunar moth the size of a beach ball flew by and about took our head off. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't. I was concentrating.
But it may have had to drop something off of my mouth. I don't know. But
you sure it was a moth?
I hope.
Well, I've been watching those ancient aliens.
One of them.
A canary
came by. But
hey, before we go, I want to show everybody our shirt.
One more time.
Power Prep shirt, blue map. Everybody wants a blue map.
From Joker Graphics.
Not everybody has a blue map.
Not everybody has one, but you can get one right here.
Joker Graphics.
And hey, be following our page, liking our page, if you hadn't already done so.
Who's going to get some free ones?
Somebody.
What do they got to do?
All they got to do is like and follow our page. To the 2,225th person, the 2,250th person, the 75th, and then the 300th. We have it 2,300. All going to get a shirt. We already got one, the 2,200th guy. A guy from
Montgomery, Alabama,
following the Power Prep Sports Network. So doesn't matter where you are, we're gonna get you that shirt. Pigskin panel coming up. Stevie and Jonathan, never know where they're gonna turn up. Got a lot of things. Check our page. For us to be able to keep doing this, we need folks to like and follow. And we're going to continue to grow this thing because it's a network for you, the fans.
It's all about you.
It's all about you. And we want it to continue to grow. Coach, I had fun tonight. You know, a little short and sweet, but
I did too. I had a great time. But
we're going to have some guests on in the future shows. Got some folks lined up and ready to be on the show. And we're going to talk a little more volleyball, a little bit. There is volleyball being played during football season.
Down here at Fort Walton?
No, here in Alabama.
On the beach?
No, Alabama in gyms. In gyms, trust me. They're playing volleyball.
I might have to check that out.
And I believe they do a little cross country.
How do they get the sand out of the gym?
A Zamboni.
Okay.
A Zamboni.
I just wonder.
A lot of fun stuff happening. School starting back. It's a great time of the year. Folks are going to be bragging, supporting their teams, and that's what we want.
Everybody is making a run for the state championship.
Right now. They're undefeated.
Right now. And everybody looks great and short.
So, yeah, they do. They're undefeated. Pigskin panel's coming up soon. We've already got the first crop of games. And there are some doozies to start the season off with. So
I want to see how the panel picks the first game on the list.
What is the first game on the list? Andalusia and Sierra Leone?
Andalusia and Sierra Leone.
I know what you're picking. I know what I'm picking.
Right.
Memphis and Stevie, we'll find out in the next couple of weeks.
That's going to be a tough one to pick right there.
Well, listen, hey, Coach, I've enjoyed it tonight. Thank y'all for watching, and we will let you know when the official show kicks off because we still got toughest places to play.
To go over.
A lot of controversy there.
Well, I'm going to tell you something now. I have either played or coached.
I've been at every one of those places.
And every one of those stadiums.
It's tough.
And
they're tough.
I can put up a legitimate argument for each one of them.
Especially the first one, Pike County. They you can just go on down to the next one. Ain't no sense.
I mean, there's no argument there.
There's no argument. But hey, that's for another time, another show. One thing we did before we go, Stevie brought me some hair gel. he said we need to start dressing a little better like they do on TV. And woo, all I can say is that ain't a
no.
That ain't a
no.
But woo, as the four horsemen roll, that's how we do it, Power Prep Sports. Tune in next time.
No hair gel.
No hair gel. Pullovers, caps.
No pullovers, iron shirts.
No iron shirts. It's just us, and the real deal.
You get what you get.
You get what you get.
And you don't pitch a fit.
And you don't pitch a fit. Join us next time. See you then.